Here's a thought I'll title, Bridging the Gap Between Life and Fiction. And this is one of those topics that shows the danger of just sitting around and thinking. Because I did quite a bit of that during the holidays that we've just been through. And in particular, was watching one of the youngsters in our group play for hours and hours his video game on his Nintendo Switch, I think is what it's called. And it dawned on me that he was thoroughly engaged in a fictional universe that was created by the makers of the game, that he was enjoying, that he was having fun, but he was totally out of touch with what was going on around him. And he missed a lot of life, a lot of family moments, because he was so involved in this fiction. And the more I thought about that, the more I realized that most of what we see on television is a fiction. There might be the occasional, you know, wildlife show or news or something like that, but really the entertainment value in television, or as far as that goes, movies, streaming videos, etc., the vast majority of it is a fiction. So much of YouTube is a fiction. And even social media includes a significant amount of fiction. And of course, AI is going to compound this tremendously. And I suppose there's reason to worry about that. And maybe even more so when I turned that spotlight back toward myself and realized, not surprisingly, that so much of photography, which is, of course, a quintessential 20th century medium, so much of photography has become a fiction with hyperized colors or Photoshop recombinant images that call on the surrealist tradition. Photography, of course, being a two-dimensional medium, oftentimes represented in monochromatic tones, is a fiction. But I don't see the same kind of absorption into the fiction with photography that I see with video games and with streaming movies, or, as far as that goes even, audiobooks. I don't find myself looking at a photography book for 4 hours, but I'll watch The Hobbit for 4 hours because I get sucked into the fiction to the point where it seems almost more real than real life. Matter of fact, that's the art of movie making, isn't it? To make the movie believable, even though we all know that it's a fiction. So thinking about all this has me asking a few questions. Is it fair to say that our generation, compared to our ancestors, particularly our photographic ancestors, that our generation has been thoroughly seduced by the fictions of media? And as a means of resistance to that, is it possible for us to use photography as a tool to bridge the gap between life and fiction? I think this is the core question behind this idea that we go out into the world with our cameras to have an experience first, and then use all of our skill and craft and experience and wisdom to try to translate that experience into a photograph so that that experience can be passed on to other people through our artwork. Photography seems to have two distinct choices, maybe more, I haven't thought this through entirely, but at least two distinct choices. Do we use the tools of photography to create a fiction that people can get locked into and absorbed by and have the same kind of fictionalized experience that they do with other media? Or do we use photography to connect people to a reality that they maybe wouldn't connect to otherwise? Like I say, I haven't been thinking about this for long, but my knee-jerk reaction is that I would much rather see my photography be a bridge that fills the gap between life and fiction rather than just another medium of total fiction whose primary purpose is to lock in an audience almost as if they're addicted. I don't think this choice this fork in the road exists just for photography. Perhaps it exists in all kinds of areas of life, but it certainly does exist in photography. And since we're photographers, maybe it's worth thinking about.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.